Hi, my name is Caitlin Schiff. Today is October 18th, and I am here with
Danica Voorhees, and I'm 17 years old, and today is October 18th, 2023.
And our relationship is we're besties, and we're both from Catasauqua. So the first question I have for you is, could you tell me someone who has been a big influence on your life? What lessons did the person teach you?
I would say my sister, because she's always taught me how to be like the best of my abilities and just honestly do like the best I can with whatever the case is, and just honestly being myself.
All right, next question. What are you most grateful for in your life?
I would say my friends and family, because they're always there for me whenever I need them, whether it's for good occasions or bad occasions.
Okay. What is your favorite memory of me?
Probably either when we ordered Taco Bell after school the one day, or when we did Just Dance on the last day of gym.
Okay. Can you remember a time in your life where you felt most alone?
I would probably say fifth grade year when my papa passed, and then I was being bullied, so like I felt like I had nobody to turn to, and like none of my friends at the time like were really around for anything. So
what was the last time you cried and why?
So actually it was last night, because I have so much work to do with being a senior, and with all these classes that for some reason they like to give us so much work. So, and I just have no time in the day to do it, so I was just staying up late, and then it just all the stress got to me.
Can you tell me about a person who's been kindest to you in your life?
I would say my Nana, because she's always there for me, and she's always like my emotional support for anything, and she's like my biggest cheerleader. When I got into college, she was the most excited one of them all. Like, she was so happy, she started even crying.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
I would say probably getting into varsity cheer as a freshman. It's such a hard thing to do, and especially to keep your spot for all 4 years of high school, I think is probably the most memorable and most exciting memories I've ever had.
Okay. Were there any teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life? Can you tell me about them?
I would say Mrs. Levine. She showed me that not every day is going to be the best day, but we just have to see the good in every day that we have, because people always have it worse than us. So that just like really helps, and like really helped me like understand like going to college can be scary, but in the end it's really worth it, and it will be like, I guess, good in the end.
Right. Tell me about your brother or sister. How would you describe them?
They are my whole wide world. They are my emotional support, my rocks, like my everything. They're always there for me, for the good and the bad. They've been there since the day I was born, and they're gonna be there till the end. So they're my everything.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family? Can you tell me about them?
I would say for Easter, we always would plant jelly beans, and the Easter magic would turn them into lollipops. And we've been doing that all my life. My mom did it as a kid, and I'm pretty sure my grandmother also did it as a kid.
Are you gonna do it with your kids?
Most likely. I think it's such a fun tradition, even if when they're older and they don't believe in the Easter bunny or anything like that, I think it's still really fun and great bonding thing to do with your kids.
All right, well, that's all the questions we have. Thank you so much.
Of course.
And you were great.
Thank you.
And yeah.